Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and just like that, we back doing this another week, another day in this grace dispensation of Israel. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises. Thank you, Yahweh Shai, for instituting me with favor and guidance so that I can seek after the Father with great joy and great all praises. So, as we always say, things are getting crazy. Things are getting hot in here. Things are getting real hot in here. You know, we are looking at, you know, Gentiles are running to and fro. They are spinning their wheels. Every news outlet talks about how the weather is just eating them alive all over the country, all over the world. Earthquakes, diseasement, famine, and economy, financial collapse, and so much more, and so much more. And, you know, one of the things that tickled me today was I thought to myself, I was like, well, you know what's funny? No one asks why. No, it's like going to the doctor's office and saying, this is why I got this, this is what I have. I have a sore on my arm. And the doctor says, all right, here, take this, and it should go away. And, you know, maybe it goes away, maybe it doesn't, but you come back in 3 days and it's not gone. Let's just say it's not gone. And the doctor says, well, take this and go away. And then finally, patient asks, well, doctor, why am I having this? He goes, well, I don't know why. I don't know why. And he's like, well, aren't you a doctor? Aren't you the one to be able to give me information on why I'm getting this? He goes, I don't know. And he says, oh, well, maybe it's something that you ate. Maybe you're sleeping. Maybe a bug bit you. You know, all these things. And really, it was just a matter of the guy or the patient, you know, keeps cutting himself or herself, you know, doing self-inflicting wounds. The doctor doesn't care. And this is really what's going on, you know. They keep self-inflicting themselves and not asking the question why. You know, they will, you know, when they could no longer blame the black man or woman for everything and anything, and when they couldn't do that and they had to look at themselves, that's when all this has gone crazy, right? They're, you know, today I saw where a guy in New York, the feds, the FBI was after him. He's ready to jump out the window, kill himself, commit 988, you know, commit suicide. Crazy. Got Denver, you know, kids shooting up schools. The children's not safe, which, you know, is kind of imbalanced because they were shooting our schools up. They didn't have our kids feeling safe. So now this whole thing of karma, what's going around, coming around, reaping and sowing is in full effect right now. And they still won't answer the question as why. And when you ask them why is all this happening? And they go, well, I don't know. And then you start trying to tell them, well, you know, from a biblical perspective and a spiritual perspective, you know, we being the people, this happened, and because this happened, I don't want to talk about that. Oh, that's just your opinion. Okay, well, you know, he clearly said release the four winds. And if you don't see that some winds are wrecking havoc upon this earth, I mean, then I don't know what planet you're on. He told you there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. I don't know what planet you're on. You know? And somehow the Gentiles, the Europeans, and the Gentile Negroes, still, they just won't consider. Where is it? So this is an article I found. I'm not even going to tell you where I found it. It's just ridiculous, but whatever. This is just part and parcel for how they believe and how they think. Now, this is from 2022, but this is just what they think. Where will I start? Now, they're talking about the fullness of the Gentile, and this is where, you know, and so they know the beginning of the times of the Gentiles, right? They know the beginning in their mind. They say that is from 586 BC. I recognize the date immediately as the beginning of what we know as the times of the Gentiles. Okay. Are you familiar with this term? It only appears once in Scripture. Jesus spoke of the times of the Gentiles in Luke, saying, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles come in. Well, you know, they're so smart they're dumb, because they can't even correlate the times of the Gentiles with the fullness of the Gentiles, right? They won't correlate the end of their term. They just won't do it. This is where they keep going wrong, and this is why they will always be wrong, and this is why they can't get right, okay? So this goes on, talking about Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, Medo-Persia, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes Deuteronomy 28. Now, this struck me as, you know, these guys are so off. Like, they're so off. It's ridiculous. They say Deuteronomy 28:62-68 gives insight into this time period. Now, this time period that they're talking about is the Babylonian captivity time period. This is it. You know, it only happened once. That's it. You know, so it says gives insight into this time period. This passage explains the punishment or the chastening the Jewish people would experience if they turned away from God. They would be removed from the land, scattered around the world, and would experience severe persecution, which all came to pass. This passage, however, does not tell how long the dispersion would last, starting with the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in AD 70. The dispersion ultimately lasted nearly 2,000 years. Now, what's interesting is they always want to come up with the Jewish. Now, listen, again, nobody hates nobody, but we're just trying to get down to the nitty-gritty. These are the facts of the matter, Jack. We don't even worry about, okay? Ain't nobody hating. Ain't nobody anti-anything. If anything, people are anti-me, okay? So they're talking about the Jewish people would experience if they turned away from God. So the scriptures talk about them doing so. So there's no if, right? They turned away, so these things happen. So we can ask the question, when did the Jewish people experience all this? Okay? That's not answered, of course. Though Israel regained, and then so watch this. Then it says, starting with the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in AD 70, okay, the dispersion ultimately lasted nearly 2,000 years. Okay, so that 2,000 years still ain't even in modern day, right? It still ain't in modern day. But now watch this. It says, though Israel regained the land in 1948, and regained control of Jerusalem in 1967, the times of the Gentiles continue to this day. No. He shall judge between the nations. This is, which one is this? This is Isaiah 2:4. He shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Okay. So though Israel regained the land in 1948 and regained control in 67, wars have still been fought. So that just destroys this whole thing, like the whole logic of who the people are. Now, why am I saying this? Because the scriptures are talking about nations being destroyed, being judged. Now, is the Negro a nation? Is there a Negro nation? Is there? Because if there's a Negro nation, then that nation would also be part of the other nations being judged. Like, this is common sense, and it's so tough to deal with these people who just will not acknowledge their error. They will not consider who we are, and that's written. But it's just so crazy that all they have to do is acknowledge the facts of the matter. But you got Ron DeSantis out there talking about that now he want to go against, you know, the gay people, speak no gay or something like that. I don't know what he's talking about. Out in Florida, like Florida got enough problems. Didn't they have? Weren't they smoking bath salts down there? Weren't they buckwilding down there? Aren't they all up in the sodomy down there? Not sodomy. Orgies and such down there, swinging some stuff down there. Isn't that what they're known for? Wiling out. Yet somehow there's some moral aptitude of who should be this and who shouldn't be that from a dude, DeSantis, who's a minority himself. It is amazing to me to watch this fall. Every step of the way, they trip it. They're just unable to consider. It is just so wild to me. This week, going into this next transformation, this Pluto falling, Pluto going into Aquarius, this nuance, it is just amazing to me to watch the mental downfall and the physical downfall and the spiritual downfall of Europe. It just is what it is. I mean, and we can say all Europe encompasses Asia, Russia, all of it. And for that matter, some of Africa, because they still want to get paid because they've been submissive throughout the Gentiles' reign themselves. So they want to come up too. Everybody now is jockeying for position at the top, or to be sitting next to, like Living Color, sitting next to the man who sat next to the man who sat next to the man. That's what this has all been about. And now we have the U.S. who is struggling to find people who want to sit next to them. Even their own allies are saying, listen, I need some space. I might have to go over here and holler at Putin, at Xi, or Tsai, or whatever that cat's name is from China. We might need to switch alliances, which is leaving the U.S. alone. The U.S. has, you know, and these, let's go back to 2020, these people who are evangelical antichrist Christians, okay, and I say antichrist because there's no such thing as a Christian. So if you're a Christian in thought, you are an antichrist because that religion is against Christ. It completely goes against it. It's not even funny anymore. I mean, we know this. And nobody's mad at nobody or hate anybody. This is not hate speech. This is really, really love speech, because if no one told you the truth, then that's hateful. But people telling you the truth is loving, because they want you to do better. They want you to do right. But the world can't get right, but yet we still have to have the wherewithal to tell them to get right, because that's our job. You know, Brothers and Sisters is bringing out fantastic, phenomenal information, mind-blowing information, especially when it comes to our heritage and astrology and who we are, breaking down the difference between Africans and Negroes here in America, or Aboriginals and Indians here in America, is phenomenal. But somehow that's all getting missed on the Gentile, the European. And I get it. They can't, and it's not, and yeah, it's a can't. They can't tell the truth because the truth is not in them. If the truth is in them, then they are not Gentiles. If the truth is in them, then you know that the Father has given them some sort of insight. They might not have the full capacity of insight that he has given his children, but yet he has given them the insight to be able to cleave to him, to seek him out. And as they seek him out, they're seeking us out. That's the catch with the cleaving. They're not cleaving, oh, I need to find me an Israelite, because they know it. No, they're seeking the Father. So the Father's woken them up, just like he's woken everybody up. And he says, hey, follow me. Come follow me. And they're like, okay, I'll follow you. And as they do their due diligence, they're coming up to us. I know that that's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of Israel, of us, because we don't want them part of our team. But that really doesn't have anything to do with us. We're not the coach nor the owner. We got nothing to do with it other than to just play the ball. Play the ball, that play the game that we're given, if I may use that sport as an analogy of where we are today. Now, we're on a winning team. You know, it took us time to get to build this team, to get to a point where we all know each other inside and out, spiritually and physically. We understand each other's handicaps, and we understand each other's greatness, and we're not even next to each other. We're starting the 100 Monkeys project is beginning to come to fruition. And that's the beauty of all of this for us, where I'm extremely excited to see what, you know, the moon is in Jupiter. The moon has come past Jupiter. Pisces is going in Aquarius. The whole European system and world is collapsing. These are excitingly great, fantastic times. Like, I'm so excited that I find myself having to catch myself from being overtly excited about all of the demise. I'm sure that's happening to a lot of us because it is such an awesome that we're in. Like, finding out who you are again for the first time. Now we get to see our kingdom closer to come. And, you know, we still got a task on our hands, too. We still got a little burden that we got to shake off. We still got to clean ourselves up. Our garments still got to be clean and white as snow. You know, that doesn't mean that just because they fall and now we all getting in. Nope. We all now need to maintain this pace. Maintain our functions and our mindsets and our abilities and continue seeking after the Father. And now more so than ever, because they're going to come at us mad because they have nowhere to go, nowhere to run to, and nowhere to hide. They are ass out at this particular time. It just is what it is. Nobody's mad at them because their problem is that they think in their minds that when we gain our position and our heritage back, we will treat them like they have treated us. And at the end of the day, we ain't got time for that. That ill treatment that they gave us, we don't want double. Shoot, I don't want double. I don't want what they getting for not doing what the Father asked them to do. We already went through that, so we know the pain, and that ain't no nice pain. That was no nice pain. Now, you got to imagine, we're talking 80 years ago. My dad is 76. So his grandmother and his mother and father, my grands, dealt with these degenerate, reprobate, weak-minded people, mean, nasty people, you know? I don't have time for that. I don't want that in my spirit. Matter of fact, I don't want that. No, I don't want that energy by me. So I'm not going to do what they did to us. I don't have time for that. And I'm sure many of us don't. We're going to be too excited to be in the presence of the Father, which we haven't had been in a long time. Long, 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 long time. They worrying about being under grace. Well, we're under grace right now. You know, the time dispensation is the church age, and we're under grace. No, fool, you're no longer under your full grace. Now your grace is intertwined with our grace and our mercy. So the last, you're on the end of your grace, and we're at the beginning of our grace, just like it was before. When we were at the end of our grace, then you were at the beginning of your grace. Some people call it blessings, whatever the case may be. But now times have changed, and they're changing quickly. And the Edomites, Gentiles, and heathens cannot get their head wrapped around it fast enough. Every day there's something different that they have to go. Every day there's a fire that they got to go and put out. And when they get that fire put out, then they got another fire put out. So the Father's got them hopping. And it's just like it was in Egypt. And that's the funny of this whole article, because they want to acknowledge, they don't want to acknowledge that things continue, that the Father doesn't change, that it constant, it's the same MO. They want to act like, oh, well, all that stuff happened back then. That's never going to happen again. You know, the 400 years, you know, when you read Genesis 15, 13, you might as well add in there the last 400 years that he says to Abraham. Let me get that real quick. People go, well, how are you coming up with that? Let's just read for context and understand. And understand that, and remember, and know that the Gentiles' dirty, stinky little muddy hands have been all up in these scriptures. So they're never going to tell us that. Again, they don't even acknowledge their own time dispensation. Where is it again? Hold on. Starting with the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in A.D. 70. The dispersion ultimately lasted nearly 2,000 years. Okay, ultimately lasted nearly. That means maybe, you know, I don't know. Though Israel regained the land in 1948 and regained control of Jerusalem in 1967, the times of the Gentiles continue to this day. Let's see. So if you read it, he says, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety, and we all know this, that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for the last 400 years, or afflict them the last 400 years. Now, why is that key? Because we were going through, our people were going through affliction and captivity all the way through the times of the Gentiles. But the last 400 years, at the end of that, that will be a wrap. The fullness of the Gentiles come in. The Gentiles' time of ruling would be over. And this is what they're having a major issue with right now, as we know. They don't want to pass that baton. It's like running a 4x4 relay, and you know you get to the last, that last person, they're running and running and running. Now they're out the box, and they foul. They foul. And that's what's happened. These Gentiles are foul. Foul and wild. They do not want to acknowledge their errors. They don't want to acknowledge who we are. They don't want to acknowledge the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't want to acknowledge that their system is falling, that their banking system is falling. You know, the moon being in Jupiter, where is that? That signifies, a financial crisis. You know, and let me just read some of these headlines right quick. Fauci, he said this yesterday. Yeah, I was wrong. Oh, well. Fools died. They shouldn't have believed me anyway. Who the hell am I? I'm just a doctor. I don't know nothing. But I was wrong. That's Fauci. That's what he said, not me. Matter of fact, let me just read his whole thing. Not the whole article, but just what he said. Hold on a second. Still blaming Trump. This is the little thing it says. In one remarkable sequence in the documentary,
Mnuchin presses Fauci on whether he might have handled things differently looking back, like asking Americans to adopt masks sooner or ordering quarantines faster. Maybe I should have done that, he says. Yeah, I was wrong. That's what he's saying. He was wrong. I knew it. He wasn't going to acknowledge it. Oh, my gracious. You see these devils? They just can't do the right thing. Let's see. That was that. Two Virginia inmates tunneled out of jail with toothbrush and went to IHOP. Listen to how foolish that is. Ugh. Trump lawyer in Mar-a-Lago case must hand over records, of course. They canceled the grand jury, of course. Now, this is interesting. This is reaping in a stone, which fits right in what we're talking about today, tonight. Murdaugh case. Now, this is in South Carolina. This lawyer whose family had a firm that dates back all the way to the Confederacy in South Carolina was, he was charged with murdering his wife and his son, and he was just crooked. Well, the whole family was crooked, you know. I mean, and think of this, the sins of the father, right? Nobody wants to talk about that, but the sins of this father, knowing that as a lawyer back in the Confederate time, he probably has a lot of blood on his hands for what they did to our people, right? So his son, his great-great-great-great-grandson, however many, that's four greats, probably four greats, right, because fourth generation, four greats, grandson from the guy who started it initially, kills his wife and his son. But lo and behold, his son, the oldest son, also killed somebody where it was a homosexual fellow. I should say, as Levi says, a cowboy fellow ended up in a ditch, like it was a hit and run, and nobody really knew what was going on, but there were people that speculated that the older son did it, but they couldn't make a case, of course, because his daddy was a big-time lawyer in the area. Had a lot of people on their payroll. And so once his daddy goes to the joint, they started looking at him. And so turns out that this cowboy fellow and the son may have had relations. And before it got out, the son hemmed him up. So now that's in the court. See, this whole thing is a reaping and a sowing. It is just all over the place. Brace for 50% market crash, recession as everything bubble bursts. He's Market Insider, that's where that's from. They talk about Africa splitting into two as new oceans form. Okay. Is Parkinson's disease world's fastest growing brain disease? Well, I mean, I don't know many people with it, so I don't know. Credit Suisse, that was 100-year-old tanks after Fed Chair Powell said interest rate cuts in 2023 are not likely. Yeah. That means inflation. That means the more rates go up, the more unemployment goes up, as well as inflation. So they trying to destroy their system, thinking that they're going to be, you know, the hero and bring it back with some digital currency. But the father's not having any of it, and they don't know why. You know, you ask somebody, hey, why do you think this is happening? Oh, well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this one was interesting to me. Russia recruits Steven Seagal to teach martial arts to its soldiers. In 2016, Steven Seagal got Russian citizenship. So Steven is a Russian. So, you know, interesting enough, Russian-American. So Steven over there teaching them how to kill Americans. You see that? Reaping in the cell. Oh, my goodness. You couldn't even make this stuff up. This city suspends radio shop supervisor because of the radar. It was doing something. Something happened with the radar that they were giving the police, and now the police can't do nothing because the radars don't work. Millions of dead fish wash ashore in Australian town amid severe heat waves. So Australia was getting pummeled by all types of plagues and rats, and then they got floods. Now they have heat waves. These dudes is catching wrath of the Father, the Most High's wrath. Thank you, Levi. Yeah, they all at war. They just, you know, all at war. The fall of commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the next thing to go. Again, they destroyed the mortgage industry, and rates for the mortgage industry. So the only next the next thing to go is the commercial real estate, which is going to hit a lot of the mid to upper level upper level executives right in the pockets in the assets. It's going to hit them hard. This whole thing of reaping and sowing is where we are at. Yeah, the moon and Jupiter meet in the sky tonight, March 22nd, and then tomorrow then Pisces goes in Aquarius. It's amazing. So let's get back. That was just a little side. So this here, Galatians 6:7-9, be not deceived. God is not mocked. This is what the Gentiles did. They mocked us. Oh, where's your God now? You ain't got no God. Your God is Jesus. That's our God. You ain't got no God. Matter of fact, you ain't got no heritage. You ain't got no land. You ain't got no nation. You ain't a nation. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There it is. I mean, this ain't even rocket science. That's not even an equation for pi. That is 1 + 1 or 2 - 1 = 1. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is just basic. If you mocked the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his people, then you will sow what you reap. And this whole time, the U.S., the U.S., America's not in prophecy. America's not in prophecy. We have nothing to worry about. America's not in prophecy. Oh, really now? It comes to the fourth part. To do damage, you know, to bring in the sword to the fourth part, as Revelation, what is it, 6 and 8? No, that's not America. That's nothing. You don't know your history. You don't understand geography. You don't know nothing, Gentile, because the fourth part is the Americas. We already know that. You guys are three-part people. We are fourth-part people. Yeah, America's getting judged. Oh, you niggas ain't nobody. Why would God judge us? We ain't do nothing. What do you mean you haven't done nothing? You won't even acknowledge what you have done. So now you're being judged. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Isn't that what's going on? But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. That's what's happening now. There's a group of us. There's a remnant of us that are reaping in the Spirit realm. We are seeking after the Father earnestly with all truth, fixing ourselves, trying to reap everlasting life, trying to eat from the tree of life, not trying, eating from the tree of life. Whilst everybody else is over there mocking, talking doo-doo, eating off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And it's really easy to see because they have no truth in them. And whatever they say is confused. It's just pure confusion. You know, Brother Judah yesterday came out with a message about the Antichrist. Well, I mean, dang it. What has these are the questions that we got to start asking, these heathens and these Gentiles. What positive contribution has the European brought
to the world. That's it. That's one. Two, what Christ-like contribution did the Europeans bring to the world? And we can just stop there and wait for the answers. Because, see, they want to act like they still have the moral authority. They don't. We know this. Like, we are widely read. We have done the things that we feel the Spirit has been leading us to. And every year around this time, for the last 4 years, right, since 19, because in 19 it was a little, you know, we were getting it. We were getting it. Then 20 hit. You know, we're using the Gentile Gregorian calendar years. Then 20 hit, and boom. Because, see, here's my logic. My logic is, hey, Biden, everybody else that's a leader, Putin, Xi, whatever else, everybody else, Kim, you know, Zelensky, you know what? Instead of killing off innocent people, why don't you guys get in the ring? Let's go MMA style. Get in the ring, you know, winner take all. You know, or better yet, you each got guns and do a duel and just take one another out. Be done with this madness. Be done with it. Because all that they are doing is arguing and hoarding our natural resources. That's all they're doing, our gold, our silver. But I guess there's got to be some way to get it and give it to us, because that's also what it said. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. So we've got to know that we're going to come out with great substance at some point. You know, and it ain't going to be no, it ain't going to be, now, as far as I said that, great substance could be great spiritual substance. It could be great material, physical substance, or it could be both. We don't know what the Father's will be for us. You know, I think that, you know, just the gift of our inheritance back and knowing how we used to roll and knowing who we are and knowing how we are related in terms of our spirit to the stars, to the land, to the air, to the water, that's great substance enough for me. You know, I mean, I don't need no gold and silver. I don't need no rat chain. I mean, what am I going to do with that? I don't need no Bentley. What am I going to do with that? I want to fly. I want to literally fly. I want to think it and it'll materialize. I want to think it and I want to be there. This is how I feel, based on what I've been reading, based on my studies, where we're going to get back to. Because the Gentiles, by no stretch of the imagination, could think up anything of the stories and the movies that they have without having read it or seen it somewhere before. This is what it is. Because as we see, they're a foolish nation. So you think that these people truly are that smart or had the intelligence to do these things or even think these things up without having help? Some back in the day would say, well, the devil, the demons did it. Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, they have been set apart to be led astray. So maybe the demons did do it. Maybe the demons, you want to say do it, maybe the demons showed them what we used to do. You see, somebody had to show them. Somebody had to tell them. That's the bottom line. So, you know, we get back to it. Let's get back to it. Hey, here you go. This is back to the little article that I'm reading. And this is all educational purposes. I'm not even talking about who did it or whatever these reprobates are who wrote it, but I'm just using it. All right. The times will come until an unknown date in the future when the rightful king, Jesus Christ, comes to redeem Israel and crushes Israel's enemies. So funny, because they're talking about getting them, destroying themselves, right? At the second coming of Christ, of Jesus Christ, he will bring the times of the Gentiles to their conclusion. Isn't that what's happening? And it's funny that they talk about these things so easily when they think that they are it, when they think that they have a handle on it, right? So when we say, yeah, you know, Christ's going to come back and he's going to destroy our enemies. What? What are you talking about? That's hate. What? You just said the same thing. No, we're talking about the Jewish people. Well, okay, that's fair enough. We're talking about the Jewish people too in the same format that you were talking about. We're saying they're going to be part of the destruction. And that's not me. That's the synagogue of Satan. I know who they are that say they are, but they are not. I mean, it's not me. These are just the words that's written. I'm sorry that nobody wants to. I'm sorry, Gentiles and heathens, that you don't choose to read your stolen compilation of our scriptures, but it's in there. Oh, well, you guys are taking it literal. Well, didn't you? Didn't you guys? When did you not take it literally? Oh, we haven't taken it literally in the last 7 years, 10 years, last 20 years. Okay, that's fair. You haven't. That's your problem. You haven't. Now you're confused. Now you're walking in, you know, the valley of death, the shadows all around you. You're wondering how you got here. You're seeing the writing on the wall, minute to cow, and you're struggling. And you're looking for us to help you by us accepting the blame of things. But every time you look around, all this stuff that's going down, what you see is yourself. You don't see us. And now I'm seeing it's interesting because now I see where they're trying. It's like the police. They don't show. You know, the police will kill this brother in Virginia, and it's all brothers. Just like the ones in I guess Minnesota or somewhere out Midwest that killed that brother. You know, all brothers. They are going to make them pay, which they should because they sold themselves, the overseer of us. The Gentiles said, hey, we're going to pay you this. We're going to give you this gun. You can beat your own people down. That's the same thing that happened before. But then when we say these things, they don't want to acknowledge them because that's a theory. That's a critical race theory, not a critical race fact. Or really, it ain't no race. You know, we're supposed to all be the human race. But shoot, I didn't change that. I didn't change that. I didn't change the calendar. I didn't change time. I didn't change words. I didn't change language. I had nothing to do with this whole system. Absolutely not. I just was told to shut up and dribble. Shut up and try to make a living. Shut up. And now the Father says, no, you ain't got to be quiet yet, but soon you will be. Because this cup of dregs that's coming, oh, my goodness. If this is what we see today is any indication, if what we see today is any indication of what's coming, Lord, I'm just excited to be chasing after the Father. That's all. I mean, you know, and it people, well, you know, you got some, I was listening to this thing on YouTube, and this guy was talking about the white guy talking about the esoteric understanding of the languages. Let me see, what was it? And it was funny because he was talking about the Essene Gospels, okay? But what's funny is that they don't, you know, they're so, they don't want to acknowledge any of the historical evidence of what the book is all about. They don't want to talk about how the book itself is a history of a people. It's like they don't, it's like they can't even rationalize that in their mind. Because when they do, that's why they don't deal with the Old Testament. Oh, yeah, you know, he got this and got that, that's it. But then they don't talk about what happened. They don't talk about what transpired after he got this, got, you know, all the way through, you know, the lineage. They don't acknowledge anything else. Then they jump
they pass all that, and then they go straight to this made-up New Testament nonsense. Oh, it's blasphemy. No, it's not. It's nonsense. All of those disciples, all of those people who they had books written of were expounding on the Old Testament knowledge. So where is this New Testament? That's their supersessionism, their replacement theology. Well, who told you that did God decree, did the Father decree that there was going to be a new covenant with the Gentiles? Where is that written? Oh, there's a chat. I mean, this is why, you know, and you wonder, and it's funny, but you wonder why they got to pay so much, because they've done so much. They've done so much, way too much. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, all of this confirmation that we're having, all of our scriptures coming back to us, and we're able to look at them and read them in the proper context, even though their muddy, dirty little palms and fingers have been all in it, scratching this out, deleting this, adding this. It don't even matter. We get to see it now. We get to read it for context, for common sense. And that's just befuddling them. They still going to church. Why are you going to a church? What has the church done? Well, you know, that's what God, Jesus, what? Jesus didn't say go to church. God certainly didn't say go to church. And he certainly didn't say go to a European Protestant Catholic church. Matter of fact, it's the contrary. But I digress, because, you know, these are things that are deep, passionate battles for me. Because I want the end. I want their end. I want their demise. I really do. I really do. But I know that it all comes at a price. So I'm going to be patient as the demise unfolds and take it one day at a time and make sure that I am nowhere near the ass whooping coming to them. Nowhere near it. Hold on a second. Nowhere near it. I don't want to be nowhere near it. I want to watch from afar. I don't even want to giggle at them. I want to shake my head, because these people who believe that they are something more than they are, when they are just a bunch of foolish people, they need to get off. They just need to get out of my way. So let's go back. It says, at the second coming of Jesus Christ, he will bring the times of the Gentiles to their conclusion, first in crushing Israel's enemies, then at the judgment of the nations known as the sheep and goats judgment. Well, you can't even make this up. Litmus test at this time is their treatment of the Jewish people, whom Jesus calls my brethren. It involves blessing and cursing. He will bless those who serve the Jewish people. He will curse those who reject and ignore the Jewish people. And these will go into everlasting punishment. So if we just read that from our perspective, that's 100% correct. That's 100% correct. But because they believe that the Jewish people are God's chosen, they are thinking that what they're saying makes sense, and it does. It makes perfectly good sense. But the way we look at it is the litmus test at this time is the treatment of the Israelite people, whom Yahawashi calls my brethren. It involves blessing and cursing. He will bless those who blessed Israel. He will curse those who reject and ignore Israel, the people. See, this is talking about the Jewish people now. So they know that that is a fact. Take away the Jewish people, because the synagogue of Satan, I know those who say they are but are not. If they are not the people, and then, you know, to be quite frank, listen, I'm not against these people. Once again, I'm not against these people. But the actions and the reactions and the characteristics of these people do not fit any of this, any of it.
Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. This is when they go back into the land. So if Israel is in the land today and there's still wars on top of wars, then how do, so either somebody lying, either the scriptures lying or the people over there in Israel lying. And granted, they could be converted. They know the Kabbalah. They know the Zohar, the Talmud, because that's what they took and used. Okay, so yeah, they know that stuff inside out. Yeah, they're converted. Yeah, they have been converted for years. It's the same principle as the same principle of today in America, a European American saying, this is my, I've always been here. Yeah, you have, but at a cost or at a price to somebody else. Same with the Jewish people. Yes, you are Jewish, but at a cost of true Israel, because that's what's written. And nobody's mad. We're not mad. The Father's mad at you. So you're going to have to take up all your grievances with the Father. Don't take it up with me. Matter of fact, I'm not even talking to you. This conversation that I'm having tonight is to Israel, the Negro Israelites, true Israel, in my opinion. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to Gentiles, heathens, or Jewish people. Now, you guys can listen. You can chime in. But this conversation is not directed at you. It's directed around you to Israel, because we don't have time to worry about y'all. We ain't got no power, no money to fight y'all. We ain't got no tanks. We ain't got no aircraft. We don't have a nation. So if we don't have a nation, then who is this? Joel 3 and 12. Let the nations steer themselves up and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. So, I mean, I'm not involved in that. I don't have a nation. You told me that I ain't nobody. I don't have a nation. No, I'm not an American, African-American to be in part of this nation. I'm only part of this nation in theory, right? Critical race theory. So if I'm not part of this nation, don't be putting me in the mix. Nah, you go fight your own battles. And the brethren that sign on the dotted line to go and fight for or fight in at the Valley of Jehoshaphat, hey, that's your problem, man. That's your problem. I ain't got nothing to do with that either. You know, I'm sorry for your service. You know, I get it. You had to make a decision. You made a decision. Now you got to deal with those consequences. This is all tough love. And again, I'm mad at nobody. It just is what it is. I mean, these are facts of the matter. This is Micah 4 and 3. He shall judge between many peoples, and he shall decide. This is the ESV version. They wear me out with these words, and I get it. I mean, they want to, oh, well, it's easier. No, stop. Just stop. Just let the words be, and let the Spirit teach through the words. Stop trying to mix and match. Stop trying to transliterate. Nobody cares about what you think the word means. Nobody cares. Golly. Ridiculous. I mean, it's bad enough that we got to listen to it in English from King James anyway. Here you go. Micah 4:3. Thank you, goodness gracious. I know that is it too, but I'm just going to. Okay. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. So that's, there you go. But in the last days, this is 4:1, Micah 4:1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountains of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. So, you know, this is why we talk about Israel. The Israel that we have today that calls themselves Israel, they are deceptive people. They deal in deception. So, I mean, that's not a virtue. And that's the other key. The virtues have to be met. They have to be met. You can't even walk this walk or walk this path without dealing with your own virtues. What is that? Patience, right? That's number one. If you don't have patience, I don't know. And yes, patience wears thin, but you got to get it back. You got to recharge your patience every day, every second, every moment of the day and night, because that's going to be how you're graded. That's like SAT, you know, one half, that's all. These virtues, this is how we're going to be graded. That's why the Gentiles have went out of their way, the heathens have gone out of their way, the issues have gone out of their way to make vice king. Because that's the only way you could get us down. That's the only way that you could keep us away from our Father after our turn was up. They then said, well, if we give them vices, then their God will still turn their back on them. And they're right. They brought vices, lots of vices to us, lots of temptation. Oh, you know, the Lord's Prayer, some temptation, talking to the Father. Well, there's temptation all around this place. And who's doing that? It ain't us. We didn't bring that on. I mean, we did from the beginning, but we haven't brought it on in the last 3,500, 4,000 years. It's been the Gentiles. We've just been complicit in it. Some, all laymen have been complicit in it because we didn't know any better. We have been struggling. We have been kicking against the prick. Now we've stopped kicking. And the Gentiles is telling us, keep kicking. And we're going, no. And they're going, well, look, let me show you how to kick. And they're now kicking. And now that's double on them. So all this is happening for a reason. All this stuff is not coincidental. These scriptures are just flying off the page at this point. As long as we stay in the game, stay in the mindset of the Father, keep seeking him, we ain't got nothing to worry about, to be honest. I mean, this is Goshen for us. This is the peace of mind. You know, there's a lot, like, even if you don't have a job right now, just be at peace. Just as long as you can take care of the needs so that the Gentiles don't come and the heathens don't come knocking and banging down your door, peace. Because right now they are so preoccupied trying to figure out how to maintain their Titanic, how to keep the music playing while the Titanic's going down, that they really ain't even messing with us. They ain't worrying about that. They trying to figure out how to come on the other side of this, and they don't see a way through. It's all dark. Matter of fact, it's gone dark on them because they got to find us. They have no oil. They have no lamps. They're seeking us for it. And this is a time we got to be careful, because again, if, as he said, if the elect are scarcely saved, you see, so we can't be just thinking that we're going to help people, even though that's how we operate. We like to help people. We want to bring people to the Father, but this is not that type of game no more. It's there. Each individual has to seek the Father on their his or her own. We ain't caring nobody. There ain't no carrying now. It's, hey, come follow me. It's just like when Christ told, who was it? Timothy, he said, well, I got to go and bury my father. He said, let the dead bury the dead. This is where we at. Let the dead bury the dead. This is how we move forward. So let's get to this. Let's get to this parable, because this is key. This is the time that we're in, and Gentiles won't discuss it, of course, because they think that this is never going to happen or this is going to happen way in the future. Another parable, this is Matthew, what is this? Matthew 13, right? Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. This is what happened to us. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, sir, thou sowed good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. I mean, all that sounds like the oil, the wedding feast. It sounds like the Valley of Jehoshaphat, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in the bundles to burn them. I mean, all these things are happening, and the foolish nations can't put two and two together. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. That sounds like us. You know, we're the mustard seed. We were the smallest. We were the least. We were the bottom. We were the tail. Now he gave us, he watered us. He nourished us. And now we have grown big, and we got, and literally, we get birds that come around us, they just talking. The animals seem to like us more, comforted. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up if it wasn't already written. That's why, you know, and then Jesus said all these things in English. There you go. And another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. There you go. Sounds like us. Right? Sounds like the way that it all has worked out. Leaven. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Isn't that what has been going on? Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Let me go back. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which is love, which a woman took, that's Israel, and hid in three measures of meal until the whole was leavened. Three measures, right? So could we say that those are the three time dispensations of the total? Maybe. Might be stretching it a bit. Could we say it's the three parts? Could be. I mean, we had to get out of it, right? I mean, this is just amazing to sit back and see ourselves in these words now. For so long, we had to sit back and see them in our words the whole time, keeping us away from it, out of our own, from our own words. But then the Father spoke again to his people and said, arise. And that's Ezekiel 37. Arise, dry bones. Prophesy into the wind. So while they're running around in 2020, 2022 talking about, I am a prophet of white Jesus, or I am a prophet James Jones, or Jeremiah this, or Sally that, or blonde hair this, or dark hair that, I'm an evangelical prophet. We were prophesying into the wind because the wind takes it all over the world, which again is the, when my gospel is spoken throughout the world, their gospel's already been spoken through the world, and it's been nothing but kill, steal, and destroy. But his gospel is the key. Hold on a second. Was I already there? Let's see. No. Gosh. And this gospel, let me go over there. This is... I mean, this is, you know, Matthew 24. Just tells you of their whole demise, but, you know, we ain't going to get into all of that because we all know that. But wait a second. Okay. Because he's saying, let me just start here. This is the Christians and the evangelicals, this is the Catholics and the Protestants, okay? Christ first and foremost says, take heed that no man deceive you, period. Do not be deceived. That's the key to the truth. If you are deceived, you do not know the truth, right? So in order to understand and know the truth, you cannot be deceived. So take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. For many Catholics, for many Christians, for many Protestants, for many religions of the world, of the Gentile heathen world, will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, we've seen it, and pestilences, we've seen it, and earthquakes, we've seen it, in diverse places, we've seen it. All these are the beginning of Esau's sorrows, okay? Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, they've done it, and shall kill you. They've done it, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. This is where we are today. They hate us. We're just saying we love Yahawashi. Oh, who the hell is that? That's not Jesus. That doesn't look like white Jesus. Why do you got to put a face on it? Why did you, right? And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Is that not where we are? And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. I prophesy that Trump will have another term. What? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I'm a man. I'm a woman, but I'm a man. I'm whatever binary, whatever madness that it is. I have a lot of iniquity in me, and I don't love many. And as a matter of fact, I don't like anybody. I don't love myself, and I don't love I don't love God. I don't love myself, and I don't love nobody else. Okay. But he
that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's what we just moving to, letting that fall right off our back. All right, you fools want to do that? That's crazy, but whatever. Do what you want to do. I'm not here to question you or make you do anything that you don't want to do it, right? And then he says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all. See, and this is another part right here. The syntax is off. This is English. The syntax is off. He's talking about, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, here goes the dirty little muddy palms of the Gentiles in the scripture. The same shall be saved. And this gospel, well, what gospel? Did he not, you don't think that the Father wanted it to be very clear and plain, his gospel? We could say, and this gospel of repentance and atonement of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And that's where we are today, family. That is where we are today. We are right here. Because our gospel, his gospel, repentance and atonement, the kingdom's gospel, is now being preached, is now being prophesied to the wind, to the four corners of the earth, whilst their gospel of love and forgiveness is being destroyed. Because they don't love themselves. They don't love nobody else. They don't forgive themselves. Because if they forgave themselves, they would have said, you know what, listen, be sorry for what we've done back in the day to you. Here's some recompense. But the Father said, hey, recompense is mine. So they can't even, so that never happened. So they don't love themselves. They don't forgive themselves. But they want everybody who they conquered, stole, and killed to forgive them and love them. And that's their gospel. Yet our gospel, Yahawashah's gospel, repent, atone. These things they can't do, because to do that for them, to say they're sorry, is to acknowledge that they were wrong, is to fix what they've done in the past, is to acknowledge it. And we see today that's not going to happen. But this is just, you know, this is on my mind. It's a lot going on in my mind. I'm trying to get this stuff out because it's so much scriptural that when it just comes right down to it, you know, I just give thanks and praise that the Father gave me the insight that, you know, this is one of these things I give thanks and praise to the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that, you know, I'm his. You know, it used to be, and this is a yin and yang too, it used to be I was like, man, why am I black? Why could everybody else getting paid? Everybody else doing this. Why am I black? Black. Now I'm going, wow, I'm so glad to be an Israelite. Now it's like, whew. Thank you, Father. Because all that ass whooping that I went through, all that learning and trial by error and fixing this and fixing that and atoning and repenting, and hoping that I could get things straight, has met me in 2023 on the good side, right? On the black hand side, it's met me. And the Father, I give all thanks and praise. I am just beside myself with joy and peace. So I just want to pass that joy and peace off to the nation, because it's only right to do so. Because we have a long way to go, a short time to get there. And all the sisters and brothers that's in this walk, that's fighting and giving messages and putting themselves out there and putting their armor on and got their sword in hand, and they sharpening their sword, they sharpening their tongue, they keeping their mind straight, they cleaning themselves up, all praises to you. And may God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless you further, our Elohim. May everyone that fights the good fight, that went through some trauma and some tribulation, may they have come out on this side clean. Be at peace, Israel. Be at peace.
for our redemption is near. This is our turn, our turn. And do the right thing and be mindful of your turn. Don't make any poor decisions or rash decisions. Don't be like the Gentiles. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I bid the family shalom and be at peace.